divine grace, Tiravai Charanandavindu Bhaktivirata Swami Sri Lapadupadhi, Ananta Koti Vaishnavindaki, Skandaviti Founder Shadow Divine Grace of Prabhupadhi, Masariya Sri Gahidas Nakuri, Samavana Bhaktivindaki, Harinama Sankirtanaki, Rantaraj Nabhadavindaki, Vanikai Koda Purnamandi, all that is the assembled devotees, all that is the assembled devotees, all that is the assembled devotees, all that is the Sri Guru, Sri Guranga, all that is the Sri Guru. Om Adhyana Chimirandasya Vyananjana Shalakayam Chakshurin Miritam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Swapadam Kitam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Vita Padakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavam Sri Rupam Sagradatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitam Nadevam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Laita Sri Vishakan Vitam Sam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Chattakamsana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hare Priye Vanchakalpa Tarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Gai Vasa Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Narayanam Namaskritya Nam Chaiva Marotamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tojayam Udiraya Nasta Prayasapad Grishu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavachitama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavatinaishtiki Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Mukham Karoti Vacharam Pangonam Gayate Jayam Yatripa Tamaham Bande Sri Guram Vinatharam Yatripa Tamaham Bande Sri Guram Vinatharam Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, part one, chapter five, 29, right? 29. Yes. Mahatattvad,
Mahatattvad,
Vikurvanad,
Vikurvanad.
Aham
tattvam
vyajayata
karya
karana karatratma Utendriya,
Utendriya,
Mano,
Mano,
Mayaha,
Mayaha,
Vaikarikas,
Vaikarikas,
Taitasash,
Taitasash,
Cha,
Cha,
Tamasash,
Tamasash,
Cheti,
Cheti,
Aham,
Aham,
Sridha,
Sridha,
Mahat Tatvad Vikurvanad, Tattvam Vyajayata
Aham Tattvam Vyajayata
Karya Karana Karatratma
Karya Karana Karatratma
Bhutendriya Manomayaha
Bhutendriya Manomayaha
Vaikarikas Taidasascha
Vaikarikas Taidasascha
Tamasaschetyaham Tridha
Tamasaschetyaham Tridha
Mahat Tattvad Vikurvanad
Mahat Tattvad Vikurvanad
Aham Tattvam Vyajayata
Aham Tattvam Vyajayata
Karya Karana Karatratma
Karya Karana
Bhutendriya Manomayaha
Bhutendriya Manomayaha
Vaikarikas Taitasascha
Vaikarikas Taitasascha
Tamasaschetyaham Tridha
Tamasaschetyaham Tridha
Mahat Tattvad Vikurvanad
Mahat Tattvad Vikurvanad
Aham Tattvam Vyajayata
Aham Tattvam Vyajayata
Karya Karanat Karatratma
Karya Karanat Karatratma
Bhutendriya Manomaya
Bhutendriya Manomaya
Vaikarikas Taitasascha
Vaikarikas Taitasascha
Tamasaschetyaham Tridha
Tamasaschetyaham Tridha
Mahatattvani
Kurvana
Three kinds.
Translation
and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Mahatattva, or the great causal truth, transforms into false ego, which is manifested in three phases: cause, effect, and the doer. All such activities are on the mental plane and are based on the material elements, gross senses and mental speculation. The false ego is represented in three different modes: goodness, passion, and ignorance. Kindly repeat after me. Mahatattva, or the great causal truth,
transforms into false ego,
which is manifested
in three phases.
Cause,
effect,
and the doer.
And the doer.
All such activities are on the mental plane, and are based
on the material elements,
gross senses,
and mental speculation.
The false ego
is represented in three different modes:
goodness,
passion,
and ignorance.
Purport.
A pure living entity in his original spiritual existence is fully conscious of his constitutional position as an eternal servitor of the Lord. All souls who are situated in such pure consciousness are liberated, and therefore they eternally live in bliss and knowledge in the various Vaikuntha planets in the spiritual sky. When the material creation is manifested, it is not meant for them. The eternally liberated souls are called Nitya Muktas, and they have nothing to do with the material creation. The material creation is meant for rebellious souls who are not prepared to accept subordination under the Supreme Lord. This spirit of false lordship is called false ego. It is manifested in the three modes of material nature, and it exists in mental speculation only. Those who are in the mode of goodness think that each and every person is God, and thus they laugh at the pure devotees who try to engage in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Those who are puffed up by the mode of passion try to lord it over material nature in various ways. Some of them engage in altruistic activities as if they were agents appointed to do good to others by their mental speculative plans. Such men accept the standard ways of mundane altruism, but their plans are made on the basis of false ego. This false ego extends to the limit of becoming one with the Lord. The last class of egoistic conditioned souls, those in the mode of ignorance, are misguided by identification of the gross body with the self. Thus, all their activities are centered around the body only. All these persons are given the chance to play with false, egotistic ideas. But at the same time, the Lord is kind enough to give them a chance to take help from scriptures like Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, so that they may understand the science of Krishna and thus make their lives successful. The entire material creation, therefore, is meant for the falsely egoistic living entities hovering on the mental plane under different illusions and the modes of material nature. So this is the chapter entitled Vidura's Talks with Maitreya. And of course, this is dealing with the subject matter of the creation, specifically Mahatattva. Not so easy to understand how this whole cosmic manifestation comes about. It is much more complicated than what the scientists assume. It is Do they have no explanation? And the so-called, what is it, Big Bang Theory? Different kinds of theories are there. But the Bhagavatam is giving us very detailed and specific explanation regarding how the living entities what kind of living entities actually come in this material world. And I think we have all noticed how Srila Prabhupada is very directly pointing out that all living entities, practically speaking, 99.9% of the living entities who come into the material world, they are of a rebellious nature. Very similar. That example is also there in the Shastra and given quite often by Srila Prabhupada. Very similar to those who are members of the prison house. Those who are going to the prison house, generally, it is because they are rebellious in nature. They don't want to follow the established laws of the land. Of course, sometimes some innocent people go. But in the material world, we should know that it is not an accident that we are here. Because of our rebellious nature of not wanting at some time to recognize the supreme position of Krishna. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur actually explained that the greatest sin for the living entity is to have at one particular time rejected Krishna. It is like someone who is having a close friend and at some particular point he behaves in such a way that he loses the confidence of that friend and loses the friendship and therefore loses the association of that friend. That's our position here in the material world. We have a very deep-rooted rebellious nature which comes out again and again in our dealings amongst ourselves also in the material world. And because it is very long-standing, very, very deep-rooted, that is the meaning of nitya-bhadha, eternally conditioned. Actually, living entity does not, or is not meant to remain nitya-bhadha, or eternally conditioned. Living entity is meant to regain his position as nitya-siddha, or Prabhupada refers here, nitya-mukta. So, the vast majority of living entities never come to this material world. They are very fortunate to remain eternally in the various Vaikuntha planets, engaged nicely in Krishna's service. So those of us, all of us who have come here to the material world, occasionally but very rarely, some nitya-siddha or nitya-mukta, eternally liberated living entity, does come. But they're very extremely, extremely rare. So in a similar way that the description of the creation, Mahatattva and the various modes of material nature, and very elaborately described and not so easy to understand. So those who have come in this material world, it is practically actually by our own self, it is impossible to understand even this material world. And the scientists, with all of their knowledge, all of their developed technology and so many things, are still very unclear and very confused about so many things, discovering different planets at times, and they are, as explained here, actually, everyone in the material world, that is the root cause of our disease, we are hovering on the mental platform. So hovering on the mental platform means that we cannot, in this manner, acquire knowledge. At the end of the purport, Srila Prabhupada is reminding us or informing us that actually it is only when one is fortunate to come in contact with these kinds of literature, Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, that one can finally come in contact with actual knowledge, the knowledge of how to transcend this platform of mental speculation. mental platform is also part of part of the four principles that we four rules and regulations that we should be following. Gambling. Mental speculation is a form of gambling, which is a very, very unsafe position, unpredictable. And those who are on the mental platform, they are also unpredictable. And that is why devotees should not associate or trust people on the mental platform, because you never know what they're going to do. They will say one thing and do another thing, isn't it? So, to be on the mental platform and to associate with people on the mental platform means to associate with anyone who is not a devotee of Krishna. It is dangerous. It is very dangerous. And that is why Lord Chaitanya was very emphatic in his instructions. Asat sangha tyaga e vaisnavasa. Asat sangha. This is all asat sangha. This whole material nature, the whole material world is asat, actually. although it is described, let's say our identification with the material nature is asat. Actually, material nature is also sat. Sat means it is an eternal principle. It is one of the out of five principles explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Prakriti, material nature, is also eternal. It's an eternal principle, but sometimes manifest, sometimes unmanifest. For those living entities in the spiritual world who never come in the material world, fortunately they don't even have to deal with prakriti, with the apara prakriti. So para prakriti, that is the living entity, therefore, that is the very, very difficult, hard lesson, and not at all easy for any living entity. The lesson of doing away with or cutting out our false ego, ahankara. Ahankara is very, very subtle. It's the most subtle of all material elements, and it is the most deep rooted which is described as Bhinna Prakriti Astada. The five gross material elements covered by the three subtle material elements, the last and most subtle and most difficult to understand, to identify, and to overcome. And there's only one process. There's actually only one process to sever or to cut away this false ego, and that is the process of bhakti, or emotional service. That's confirmed, of course, both in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. That's why these two literatures, they are the topmost literatures, and they form the essence of what we study, what we learn on a regular basis, on a regular daily basis. without this knowledge, actually, without the Bhagavatam, we would be lost, actually. Although Bhagavad Gita is sufficient, but Bhagavatam is that special literature compiled by Srila Vyasadeva, especially for all of us in this Kali Yuga. So therefore, as devotees, we should know that this is our understanding also. Anyone who's not engaged in devotional activity, he's on the mental platform. Or anyone who may be a devotee and who's not fully surrendered is also on the mental platform. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada explains that even amongst ourselves as devotees, we should be cautious. We should choose our association. Not everyone who is in the garb or dress of a Vaishnava is necessarily always well intended. So we have to be cautious. Of course, we give all respect to devotees, anyone who is chanting the holy name, but still we should be selective in our association with devotees. And we should know that until one becomes or reinstates oneself as a pure devotee, then that influence of Maya, that influence of Maya is there, and acts in very extremely subtle ways. Therefore. The point of being alert, what do we call it? Waspada means very alert, attentive, and especially being devotees. Being devotees, becoming a devotee is a very of course, it's a very great challenge. It's a very great responsibility, and especially becoming a devotee who takes on, let's say, leadership position, responsibility for others. We need to be very, very cautious and very careful. Therefore, one of the safest activities, one of the most powerful methods by which we can remain safe, remain protected, is by taking shelter of these scriptures. Actually, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his Dasamula Tattva, the first of these 10 principles that he establishes is directly connected with Shastra. It means everything is based on Shastra. We would be nowhere without Shastra. Shastra is directly Krishna, actually. Shastra is Shastras is the direct manifestation of Krishna, similar to the holy name. The holy name is directly Krishna. So that is why we take shelter of the holy name, we're taking shelter of Krishna. We take shelter of these scriptures of Shastra. We would have no knowledge actually without Shastra. So in his Dasa Mula Tattva, even before, Dasa Mula Tattva is especially delineating the science of, what is it, Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana, which is summarizing actually the whole philosophy of Krishna consciousness. The science of relationships. So it's interesting that actually in the Bhagavatam, it describes that before nicely executing devotional service, it is very important to understand the science of Sambandha Gyan. Sambandha Gyan is establishing very clearly the different levels of relationship, the relationship of the living entity with material nature, the relationship of the living entity with Krishna, the relationship of the living entity with other living entities, different kinds of relationships. The more clear we understand about different kinds of or different levels of relationship, then we will more easily be able to engage in bhakti. Bhakti is actually the activity level, second level, sambandha abhideya. Without proper understanding of relationship, we cannot nicely, properly engage in devotional activities. And of course, without properly, nicely engaging in devotional activities, we cannot become liberated from the material world. We cannot attain the prayojana or the ultimate goal or destination, which is, of course, mentioned here by Srila Prabhupada, regaining our original eternal constitutional position as servants of Krishna. So that is a hard lesson, as also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Manasastrani indriyani prakriti stani karsati. Anyone who is still on this bodily platform, at whatever, in whatever mode, you see, even in the mode of goodness, if one is not knowing how to transcend the mode of goodness, then one will still be struggling. Karsati means a hard struggle of material life. Any kind of connection with the modes of material nature. So bhakti is that process which can help us to completely, fully transcend the modes of material nature. There's no other process. There is no other process. That's why bhakti is so important. And therefore, that's why bhakti is also so rare. It's so rare because it is cutting very deeply at what is preventing us from really understanding our natural, eternal, original, constitutional position as a servant of Krishna. And it is only when one, you know, as we approach, as we advance in devotional service, then, you know, one of the symptoms is that one becomes more and more, you could say, free. One becomes more free from the entanglement of the modes of material nature. And therefore, one can become, Prabhupada would explain, those who are more on this, we could say, higher platform of devotional service, understanding their position, although it may not be perfectly understood, but those who are Only those who are somewhat liberated in consciousness can nicely dance in kirtan. You know? Conditioned souls cannot dance in kirtan. They dance in the discotheque on the Bali platform. And they have an illusion that they're happy. But that happiness, you know, at the end of the night or the next morning, when they wake up, whatever, you know, they are up and down, right? Up and down like a, what is it, like, what's it called, like a yo-yo, they call yo-yo. They're up and down, totally, mental platforming is up and down. So the devotee, one who practices nicely, his consciousness is meant to be steady, steady consciousness, not up and down. Up and down consciousness for devotee means something not right. One should be steady in consciousness. This is very important. And by nicely practicing this consciousness or this activity of devotional service, then yeah, one becomes, that is the meaning of dhira. Dhira, of course, is there, but the fifth level that one attains, this is not coming to mind. What is it? Ato sradha tata sadhu sangha anartha nivritti nista. Yeah, nista. The word here was coming. Anyway, nista. Nista means steady. Not going up and down. Being very steady in our activities of devotional service, being very steady in terms of our level of consciousness also. and one who is at that level, then he becomes more and more free. At that level, the modes of material nature or this false ego is simply on the subtle, it's existing on the subtle platform. Still, one has to work at purifying that subtle false ego. So that is our great fortune. Anyone can receive this great fortune. Actually, part of our duty or responsibility, or the main mission actually of this Krishna consciousness movement is to give an opportunity for those living entities still on the mental platform to come in contact with this knowledge, this understanding, and then to one day become qualified to because to remain on the mental platform, it is not so nice. It is very troublesome. It's troublesome to ourselves and troublesome to other people. So this is the small message that is coming in this verse this morning. The word that was used by Srila Prabhupada, rebellious. We are all by nature rebellious. So when you have a bunch of people who are all rebellious, it makes for a very difficult situation. It's like prisoners, people who are in prison. I've been to prison once, but not for a long time. As a devotee also, interesting. I won't speak on that very much. But people are in prison. Many bad stories are there. I mean, because they're all on the mental platform, generally, most of them. So therefore, they fight very easily amongst themselves. And there's all kinds of intrigues in prisons, you know. All kinds of bad activities. So it's like that in the material world also. As long as people don't come in contact with this knowledge, being on the mental platform, naturally people you know, the false egos is clash with one another. That's why people don't get along with one another, because the false ego is too big, is too prominent. And of course, even as devotees, not only in the beginning stage, but even after, you know, because it's so deep rooted, that false ego is like tends to come up, and therefore one always has to be very cautious. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has so much emphasized on the need to develop this humble mentality. This humble mentality is what can help gradually cut away or destroy this ahankara. So today we have a wonderful opportunity being near Jalakamasi. Devotees should all be very enthusiastic, not morose. Oh my God. Yeah. Mirza Al-Qadisi, special mercy given to us by Bhima. Bhima could not follow any Qadisis, so he got some special instruction from Srila Vyasadeva that, okay, there's only one way that you can, you see, get the benefit of all the Qadisis, even though you don't, you cannot follow them at least once in a year, one Ekadasi, this particular Ekadasi, if you follow, you will get the results of all the other Ekadasis, and the other Ekadasi. So this is today. Today is special mercy. Those who are able to follow nicely, fully, it means abstaining years out. No doubt, no pani, no eye, did I completely fasting from food and water till sunrise. Any questions or comments on the false ego? Most devotees follow Nirjan. I mean, if somebody has some health issue, then, you know, if one will be on his back in the middle of the day because of fasting, then one should take regular Ekadasi prasadam. Otherwise, if one can, it is strongly recommended to follow Nirjan Ekadasi. Because later on in life we'll have to do that by force. You know, when we get older or when we get sick, then we're forced to fast. You know? We're forced to follow sometimes many near Jalakandasis. So it's better to get a little practice now. And then it'll be less of an issue later on. You know? We'll have some good experience. Okay. We have some visitors, devotees, or? Baladev. Goranga Priya. Okay. From Chaupati. Is it? Both? Oh, okay. Baladev from the
Philippines.
Oh, okay. Yes.
About 2 hours
drive.
2 hours,
Cebu, huh? Well, relocated, huh? 2 years ago or something?
Yeah.
Permanent temple. So no more relocation, then? Eh?
Now it's only 30 acres relocated.
How many acres?
20 acres,
huh? Yeah.
Hectares or 8 acres.
Have you been there? Have you been?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Philippines actually not so far from here, right?
Yeah, but
some places which are very close, somehow we never go there. But yeah, Philippines is also part of Bharatvarsha. The whole planet actually is Bharatvarsha.
Yeah.
But I mean, very close, all of these countries, islands, they were all governed by the Pandavas. Okay, yeah, yes. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai.